Good morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor of First Baptist Gina, and this morning we're going to move on to a new question. If you've been listening at all in the last 9 weeks, we've been answering the question, what is God like? Well, now our new question is, who is Jesus? And just like our last question, there's much to discuss. We'll look at his nature, works, teaching. There's a lot of ground to cover, so let's just get started. This morning we'll begin with his name, Jesus. Listen to the words of the angel of the Lord, who spoke to Joseph, the earthly father of Jesus, in Matthew 1, verses 20 and 21. Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Now, Mary and Joseph, Jesus' earthly parents, didn't actually call him Jesus. We're Americans, we speak English, and they were not. They were Jewish, so they spoke Hebrew. So it's fine that we say Jesus, but I bring this up for a reason. Jesus is essentially the Greek version of the Hebrew name for Joshua. And the Hebrew name Joshua means, roughly, God saves, or God is my salvation. So with this understanding in mind, let's consider again what the angel told Joseph. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, or Joshua, for he will save his people from their sins. Jesus had done a lot of things. He taught a lot, performed miracles, he changed the entire course of history. But all those things are not ultimately why he came. It's hidden in plain sight right here in his name, Jesus. He ultimately came to save people from their sins. In John 1:29, John the Baptist, a prophet of God who came to prepare the way for Jesus, sees Jesus coming towards him, and listen to what he says, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." On the night when Jesus was betrayed to be killed, he ate a final meal with his closest disciples. In Matthew 26:28, he takes a cup of wine and says, "This is the blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." So Jesus came because we have a sin problem. That word sin was sometimes used as an archery term that meant something like missed the mark. Imagine a target firing an arrow, missing the center, and then hearing, "Miss!" That's like what sin is. God himself has told us what is good and what he requires. He requires holiness as he is holy. However, we all miss the mark frequently. Jesus came both to forgive our misses and to save us from our misses. How? Well, he stood in our place at our target and fired an arrow and hit the bullseye. And then he took our old target with all the misses for himself. So we get his score, and he got ours. Jesus died on the cross in our place, and he did this after he lived in our place. So we are counted righteous, and he takes our punishment. But forgiveness of sin won't be given to everyone. It's only those who trust Jesus in faith with repentance who will be saved. Sure, our faith leads us to follow Jesus and to live like Jesus, but he was not primarily a moral teacher and leader. He is primarily our Savior. So have you been saved from your sin by trusting Jesus in faith with repentance? Believe that he lived and died in your place. Believe that he rose from the dead to give you new life. Trust in his work and follow him in faith, and the Bible says that you will be saved.